All right, it's our pre-show, and we do certainly do thank you for joining us. I'm just looking at something here. Hold on for just 5 goddamn seconds. Well, a little bit more than that. I'm just looking. I don't like it. I love it, you know. I'm just perusing, sir. I'm just looking right now. I'm not interested in buying. Did you have a good weekend? I had a sort of a good weekend. It got really weird. Not really weird. That's the wrong way of putting it. It got busy. Things are coming along, but it just got kind of busy. But I got on Periscope on Sunday night. I don't know if anybody saw. I was at the Cafe Fiore in Ventura. Beautiful place, great place, great service, great food, unfucking real. Pesto on their pasta, the pesto on the pasta, and also decent steaks, you know, good drinks. Just had to get out, do a little, you know, sightseeing and shit. So I went up there and see what else. That's about it. Got a meeting tomorrow. I guess I can officially tell you that we are on the Podcast One platform now. Podcast One. So I think that's going to be the lockout now. Phil Hendry Show on Podcast One. So it'll be executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Something like that, you know. Proud to be on the Podcast One platform. Some, I don't know. We'll think about it. Okay, we got, alrighty, just looking here. That's the one I want right there. Let's see what this is. All right, motherfucker. Make some notes here. Things coming along on the website. Had a great chat. Thanks, everybody, for the chat on Friday night. I know that the last time I was recapping our chat, I said Saturday night. I don't know why I was spacing on that. Friday night, had a good chat. The cat got loose about 2 minutes into the chat, so I had to go run and find the cat, but we got the cat back where the cat's supposed to be, and talked to a lot of good people and answered a few questions. We're going to make that a regular Friday night thing. I hope that's frequent enough. I hope it's not too frequent, you know, but we'll, you know, do a Friday night CHAT and answer as many questions as we can, and, you know, and keep you BSPs in the loop on as many things as we can. As I've told you guys in the past, and I continue to keep you up to date as much as I can on a particular television project that we have in the works. And the reason why I can't give you more information is that the nature of our business is such that I'm not going to tell you who the producer is. I'm not going to tell you what the project is. I just won't do it because, you know, I learned my lesson. You know, I'm not fucking saying shit, so people will just have to, but you guys BSPs know at least there is something happening. I got another meeting this coming week with regard to that. We have a Podcast One meeting tomorrow, you know, and like that, we're very excited about being with Podcast One, very excited about the potentiality, you know, maximizing my potentiality there. And it ought to be good, man. I haven't seen any sport. I tried to get into some, I don't know what the hell happened to the English Premier League games. They did not offer Everton and Manchester United. In fact, who won that motherfucking game? Did they play the game? It was not available for television in the States. Let me see. Not League One, motherfucker. Premier League. Everton 3-0 over Manchester United. How the fuck did that happen? Everton 3-0 over Manchester United. What? Everton 3-0 over Manchester United. Oh my fucking God. Arsenal and Chelsea played to a 0-0 tie. I watched that game because the Everton-Manchester United game was not fucking available. Holy Jesus Christ. How'd that happen? Whoa. I mean, I'm happy to see it. I just, why can't Wenger ever beat Mourinho? Oscar collision reveals serious flaw in Premier League concussion protocol. Everton 3-0, Toffee score early, snuff out visiting attack. Jesus Christ. That must have been one hell of an exciting game. A pair of early goals saw Everton comfortably ahead, and they snuffed out Manchester United the rest of the way to earn their third straight victory over the Red Devils at Goodison Park. James McCarthy and John Stones both hit strikes in the opening 45 minutes, and Everton extinguished every United chance before it developed as Kevin Morales delivered the death blow late. Everton appeared to be on the back foot early. A pair of early goals. Back foot early, but they would strike first just 4 minutes in following the clearance of a Manchester United corner. Everton 4-8 into the Red Devil half of the first for the first time on a furious counter. McCarthy darted down the middle and a cutback meant for Lukaku fell at his feet. The 24-year-old slipped through poor tackles from Daley Blind and Paddy McNair and slotted an off-balance shot into the back of the net. United jumped right back onto the ball and got an opportunity for Fellaini, but he fired over the bar with Tim Howard falling on the shot. Fellaini was again the focal point of an opponent's strategy, as this time Everton looked to wind him up, and it worked, earning the big Belgian a 12th-minute yellow card for taking down Ross Barkley. Wow, I got it. Let's see. Van Gaal then brought on Angel Di Maria just after the hour mark with Falco and Wayne Rooney still receiving little service, with United searching for a way back into the game. I got to tell you, man, that's a devastating defeat for Manchester United. They had a good year going there for a while, but goddamn fucking Everton, man. If you guys could play like that all the time, league table. So Everton is now made it into the top 10. Manchester United falls to fourth. Arsenal got a point, but Manchester City got three. Who'd they beat? Aston Villa? I bet you they kicked their fucking ass. Where is it? I don't remember the game. I was watching a little bit of it, and I just said, ah, fuck it. 3-2. Oh, that's right. It's a close game. Southampton 2-2. Crystal Palace. Hull City beat Crystal Palace. Swansea would have got something United. Fucking Liverpool 0-0 tie with West Bromwich Albion. Well, how about them apples? Liverpool at 58 points could, you know, lose the fifth spot to Tottenham, to the Spurs. Southampton is still very much, I would say, in the Europa League running. Not that anyone gives a fuck about the Europa League. Let's see. Oh, boy. Does that say 12 minutes? Okay. So Hull City is up. Sunderland, Queen's Park Rangers, and Burnley. God damn, Hull City. Fucking Sunderland, man. You guys are fucking dead meat. Stoke City's ninth. They beat fucking Everton. Piece of shit. God damn, that's a... I don't know. I've given up on fucking Everton this year. Just, you know, they just had a fucked up year. They were, like, in the bottom fucking 10, playing like shit. usual fucking bullshit, you know, draw here, draw here, draw there, draw everywhere. No fucking wins, just a lot of goddamn ties. And motherfuckers came on and pounded fucking Manchester United. Very good. What's their next game? Their next game is... I will tell you the next game. The next game is 39,000 at Goodison Park. Two yellow cards for Manchester United. Four on goal for Manchester United. 9 shots, 7 on goal for Everton. That's called maximizing your potentialities, you know. 4 saves for a nice little clean sheet there for Howard. All right, so where are my boys here, man? Everton's playing Aston Villa at Aston Villa. And I'm not particularly looking forward to that game because Aston Villa had a pretty good game against Manchester City. What the hell? Where's Aston Villa this year? Where are they in the league table? Hmm? 15th. Better get on your fucking horse, Aston Villa, before you turn into a fucking, you know, Football League Championship team. It looks like Watford is going to, because I've been actually following the Championship League. Watford is very, very comfortably, and, you know, looks as if they'd be very comfortably, they'll be getting promoted. Now, the other thing that's kind of interesting, not that anybody gives a fuck, I'm just talking to myself here, but I'll continue talking to myself. The MK Dons used to be Wimbledon, and they moved up there to, what is it, Maynard Keynes or Manor Keynes, something like that. Is that the name of the town? It's a suburb, I think, of someplace. Anyway, they're about ready to be promoted themselves if they can, you know, get their shit together a little bit more tightly into championship. And that's a big, big move for them. Let's see here. League One. The League One table. They're in third place with 88 points, but I guess in that league, the first two teams are guaranteed promotion. The third team is in a playoff with maybe three other teams, something like that. It's like Chesterfield, Sheffield United, Swindon Town, and the MK Dons, with Preston North End and Bristol City about ready to get promoted. And what's interesting, Preston North End was the very first champion of English football back in the late 19th century. They won, at that time, the first division championship. Preston North End could get promoted into the championship division and then possibly up into the Premier League. And wouldn't that sort of be an interesting little, you know, bringing things full circle there in England? Okay, so that's, I'm all done just babbling about that. On the show today, we have Kurt Reutemann, who is a, he's a guy who is a mountain climber who had his arm wedged between two rocks, and instead of cutting it off, he gnawed it off like an animal, and he'll tell us about his attempts at doing that. Now, let's see. Okay, so if that isn't enough for you, then we'll also have for you, let's see. Nightcrawler. Any guys see Nightcrawler? I want to see that. I keep wanting to see that, and I keep forgetting. I keep wanting to see that, and I keep forgetting to want to see it, you know? I know that I want to see it, but I forgot that I wanted to see it, and I thought I actually didn't want to see it, and when it came on, I thought, fuck, I don't want to see that shit. And then I went, oh, no, I forgot. I do want to see that. So, you know what I'm saying, man. I'm sure you understand. I'm sure you dig what I'm putting down. You dig what I'm laying down here, you know what? I think I can delete that. I think I can. Yeah, I'll delete that. And delete that as well. And I'll delete this. And I'll delete this. And let's see what else we're going to delete. That's about it. Like this. All right, I think we're set. I think Steve Bozell got into trouble too. Steve was watching some basketball. Those are wolves. I used to live near coyotes, and coyotes don't sound like that. I guess wolves are different. Coyotes do more of a yip, 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 yip. I don't think that's not necessarily the sound of a wolf. I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert, but I'm just saying. Let's see. What do we have here? That ain't really what I want to do here, man. Passing. Fussing. Well, so. Let me see something, man. See what I can do here. Minutes. I just leave that here. I can leave that up. Let's see. Do we have any fucking howling wolves here? Howling wolf? I ain't superstitious. Black cat crossed my trail. Kangaroo. Just give me a couple of seconds here, man. Let me see what I'm... Okay, so that's not going to happen. Excuse me while I just sort of brush my nose because it itches. All right, I think what we'll have to do is just pull this bullshit out of that. That means I got to pull up a wolf sound effect here that I'm going to have to use. Wolves. Wolves howling. Wolves in a wolf park. Wolves howl. Why do wolves howl? Sound effects. What the fuck is that? How do you figure that's like... Wolf growling. Shit, man. That ain't getting it done, man. You know? That ain't getting that shit done. Wolves, animal sound effects. Wolf. Wolf. I don't know, man. Wolf. Wolf. Wolves. Here we go. Wolves. That's what I need. Drank some tequila, and my wife had... They're saying that's me. That's not me. All right, I think we're all set. Not that I... Not... Frankly, I don't know whether we're all set or not. I think we're... Characters. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I don't know about Pastor William Renick.
You know, Phil, I want to tell you that I'm very, very glad to be on your program, but I haven't been on your show in a long time. I know that a lot of people want to hear me. I want to tell you about something I'm very concerned with. It's, let's see, I'm very concerned with the direction of the country right now. A lot of right-wing motherfuckers, you know.
Well, you better not,
No, don't give me that bullshit. I better not nothing. I'm concerned about, I've seen a lot of black, we're watching a lot of ice hockey, because there's a lot of black ice hockey players. I've watched a lot of black ice hockey players.
Bernardrick McKinney, what a name.
Well, I'm very grateful. This is going to be the fifth year that we've had our whirlwind vacation. You know, the school year's coming to an end. This summer I'm going to be,
I don't know what to do with Pastor Renick anymore. He's just sort of not happening for me anymore, man. Fuck. I don't know, man. I really don't. I really fucking don't. I really bloody don't, you know? So, I think what we'll do is bring on Pastor William Renick, and he will be...
I'd like to. I want to say that we are expanding, and we are getting into. We have opened up an entire area of Joyful Union Congregation. But we have opened up an entire area of Joyful Union Congregation, where people are going to be able to. You know what I'm doing is I want to open up a bed and breakfast. I'm opening up a. Joe, not only a place to worship, but it's going to be a place where you can. After you got right with God, you can relax. I know it is. Popeye Fried Chicken. I'm here to tell you, I ate Popeye Fried Chicken. And, you know, you like Popeye Fried Chicken, right?
I do like it.
Yeah, well.
That's too fucking.
Let me tell you something. I don't eat that shit at all. And for you to say... Let's be clear. Who ate the Popeye fried chicken, me or you?
I did.
Right. And who had their guts on fire? Who got the guts on fire as a result of that? In other words, who was the man who called me up and asked for the last rites?
I didn't call you up and ask.
Yeah, you goddamn, you did. I called him up. I don't eat that shit. And I called a man up and I asked for the last rites.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I'm all ready to rock this motherfucker. I hope you are too.